And with great pleasure, we introduce our next guest. That is NFL legend, Miami Dolphins legendary quarterback. It's the great Dan Marino.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Dan, this is a real pleasure. Real pleasure. I'm sure you've been doing a ton of this stuff today, so we appreciate you making time.
And over the years, I've done a ton of it, too. Yeah.
And
it's cool.
You've got a big commercial coming up this Super Bowl Sunday. M&M's.
Yeah, we do. M&M's, yes, yes. It's me, Bruce Smith, Terrell Owens, and I'll give you the other one in a minute. But it's M&M's Almost Champions Comfort Ring, which is Almost Champions Comfort Ring, which means we didn't win Super Bowls, but it's like making fun of that. And basically it's a peanut butter M&M's, and it has real diamonds in it. And you could see that if you're around this week in Vegas and you want to go to the M&M store, they have it there. So you could go take a display with it, take pictures. And so, you know, that's fun.
Do you bristle at something like that when it gets pitched to you initially, or at this point in your life, are you like, okay, that?
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean,
it's not going to, it's not changing anything. Actually, we're making a lot of fun of it, and the special guest in the commercial is Scarlett Johansson.
Okay,
so she's in it, and
because
I guess she missed out on some Oscars or something, but it's good, it's good, and yeah, I do get a. I just think about it. I mean, you think about the Super Bowl. I was able to accomplish everything possible as a football player, but not win that Super Bowl. So this time of year, you do think about it. It's in the back of your mind. It's there, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Another commercial you were in this year that was entertaining was the Unretire commercial with
and
Jerry Rice and Emmitt.
Randy Moss.
Yes, the football player Randy Moss, by the way. There's two of them. It's kind of confusing to some people.
Right, right.
But
right.
How was that? How was that
a lot of
fun?
That was cool. Once again, it's cool. It's like, you know, making fun of yourself and understanding that, you know, it's just it's football, it's commercials, it's trying to sell, you know, it was Pepsi products. So that was a lot of fun, especially when I took my reading glasses off and I was trying to see my call sheet, and I couldn't see it.
Who's got it still the most out of those dudes that played in the 90s?
I would say
it's got to be Jerry, right?
Jerry or Randy.
Well,
yeah.
Me and Emmett kind of worked with the coaches.
Visiting with the great Dan Marino here on Radio Row, and I want to go back to the back end of your career when Jimmy Johnson was your head coach.
Sure.
Jimmy, of course, everybody in Dallas very happy. He's now in the Ring of Honor. Jerry Jones finally put him in Hall of Fame a few years ago. What was that experience like playing for Coach Johnson? I know you guys didn't succeed where you wanted to, but
we did have a lot of success, though.
You made the playoffs, yes.
Yeah, playoffs 3 out of 4 years,
right.
I think. Yeah, so we had our success. We just didn't have enough to get over the top. And I started to have a little more injuries than I normally did earlier in my career, so that was a little bit of a factor, you know, with our time together. But yeah, Jimmy's awesome. He's obviously, you know, he's a Hall of Fame coach. He's in the Hall of Fame, so that's something that you know, a lot of players don't get to play for Hall of Fame coaches, and I played for two.
Yeah,
Don Shula and Jimmy Johnson.
That is wild.
Yeah.
You get both of those on your resume. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
do you still have contact with Jimmy? I know he's down in the Keys.
I see him occasionally, and, you know, he comes to, sometimes he'll come to some of our alumni stuff, you know, and then last year I saw him at the Hall of Fame, and he does have a house in the Keys, yeah, which I don't get down that way much.
Yeah.
I stay, like, north Fort Lauderdale.
At the end of the season, when you don't win a Super Bowl, I'm sure as the quarterback, you feel like all of that weight is on you, and you feel like you probably have to take the blame for that because the quarterback is the most important position on the football field. And I'm kind of thinking about Dak Prescott in that way.
Sure.
Because we're really big fans of the guy, but he just had some playoff struggles.
Well, you know, and it's going to be on his mind, and if it's not, it should be, because that's part of your competitiveness. That's part of who you are usually as a quarterback, that, you know, I remember for me when I'd miss a pass or miss something that could have helped us win a game, and now the season's over. You know, I would go back through my mind all the time, and it's just something I would think about during the off season. So you always have that in your mind. You want to recorrect whatever you didn't do well enough. And I'm sure he's the same way. He seems like a very competitive guy, and he's probably doing that too.
Would you think about those letdowns on game day? Because I think with Dak, especially watching that first round game, I think him playing quarterback with the Cowboys, he feels that pressure in the playoffs, that they haven't been there since Super Bowl 30.
Yeah.
And he grew up a Cowboy fan, so when he's playing in the playoffs, I feel like he can feel that pressure.
And it may be true, and there's nothing wrong with a little bit of pressure, feeling a little bit of that, because that's the, you know, that's the excitement of playing. But I think at the same time, he has to be confident in what he's doing and not let it get to him that much. I mean, it does. You could feel it, and I used to feel it too, you know, the excitement about playing in a playoff game, a big game, going to the Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl. So it's there, but you just got to believe in yourself and what you're doing and what you've got there and your history.
Dan, I imagine we could have the same conversation about Tua, and you're a special advisor with the Dolphins. We saw you on Hard Knocks giving out the isotoners.
Yeah, that's my best work.
Obviously, you're linked to the Dolphins. What are your thoughts on, you know, coach quarterback situation moving forward? I mean,
I'm excited.
It's very parallel to Dallas, it feels like.
I'm excited, really, about what we've been able to do the last few years. And and Mike is a very positive guy, and it's going to be his third year under his offense. And Tua, you know, they won the league in passing, you know, so they were number one. Did a lot of good things. I think the end of the year, though, we got a lot of injuries and things just didn't turn out the way we thought. But I felt that if we can continue to grow as a team and continue to grow, Tua and the coaches and everybody, that we have a chance to get to a Super Bowl. I didn't think there was one team that we lined up against that we couldn't beat. You know what I mean? I felt like we could.
How weird is it now in the NFL there's quarterbacks that were born after you retired?
Man, it's weird.
But you don't look your age.
No,
I'm going to say this now. You look fantastic.
Hey, it's all the M&Ms on me.
Well, health food, yeah.
A
superfood.
Yeah, definitely super, with diamonds in it. What was the question again? Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Players are so young, they weren't able to watch you play.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's right. It's like Brock Purdy. Like, his dad was a fan of mine. And he let through Fitzpatrick, they were doing a thing, let him know. And he wears 13 and all. It's, you know, so he wasn't born, or he was just being born. But that's pretty cool just to know that. And I don't have a problem with it. But the position doesn't really change that much from time to time. You know, the philosophy's a little bit, personnel a little bit, but it's all the same. And I respect what those guys do for a living. I really do.
Dan, I know you're on a time crunch and you got to jump, but I just want to say thank you again.
Thanks.
This is an absolute pleasure for us.
Well, thank you.
As a youngster who had your poster on my wall, this is a pinch me moment. Yeah. So thank you
so much. Was it the Ace Ventura Laces Out one?
I wish we had more time. I would definitely talk to you about Ace. But we'll be looking for your commercial on Super Sunday.
Nice,
Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dan Marino with us here on the ticket. All right, it's 2:00. Coming up next, we'll reconnoiter live from Radio Row. More fun ahead.